Hi, my name is Richard Moulds, and I'm the VP of Strategy for Telus eSecurity. We focus mostly on cryptographic protection for data around the world. We've actually just sponsored a report with the Ponemon Institute that tracks the usage of encryption around the world. It's a survey that has been running now for 7 years, and we've actually conducted the survey in seven different countries: Germany, Japan, the US, the UK, Australia, France, and Brazil. This year we added Brazil and Australia for the first time. So really the focus of our goal here is to understand why people are using encryption, where they're deploying it within our enterprise, and what geographic variances exist, whether organizations are being motivated to deploy this technology because of compliance, whether they're seeing it more as a risk management tool, or whether it's a vehicle for protecting their own intellectual property or customer information. So some of those characteristics vary by country, and the report tries to go into those characteristics. One of the other things we've done is try to assess the degree to which the use of encryption relates to the overall security posture of the organization. And what we found is that those organizations that have the tightest security posture are perhaps the most mature in terms of security deployments, are the ones that have focused more significantly on the area of encryption. So some companies deploy encryption because they're told to from a compliance point of view, and some have come to the conclusion that it's an important part of their broader data protection strategy. One of the things we've done is ask questions like whether an organization has a formal encryption strategy at all, or whether they're just deploying point products to serve particular threats. Maybe it's just in storage, or maybe it's internet connections, maybe it's laptop encryption. A lot of companies historically have deployed just point solutions to tackle particular threats. But increasingly, we've seen organizations build formal enterprise-wide encryption strategies that span all of the various different silos within an organization: their application infrastructure, storage environments, database environments, mobile devices. And what we've seen is that 5 or 6 years ago, the vast majority of organizations really had no formal security policy when it comes to encryption. And this is the first year out of the 7 years that organizations that do have a formal encryption strategy outnumber the organizations that don't have a formal encryption strategy. So in some ways, that's a milestone that we've recognized. Second questions we ask were around about, who controls that strategy? Does it come from IT, or does it come from the business side? And as you would imagine, 6 or 7 years ago, it was very much driven by the security folks writing these types of strategies. And although they are still the predominant source of enterprise encryption strategy, what we've found is a huge leap forward in terms of the business owners taking some responsibility for writing these strategies. Again, encryption in many cases is deployed from a compliance perspective, which is frankly more of a business need than it is a security need. And what we've seen, therefore, is the gap between the influence of business leaders versus security leaders has more than halved. And we think that probably within the next 3 or 4 years, it's likely that the bulk of encryption strategies will actually come from the business side rather than the IT side. So we've looked at motives, we've looked at where these strategies come from with enterprise. We've asked specific questions about where enterprises plan to deploy encryption. We asked questions about the relative effectiveness of encryption and the relative pain of deploying some of these technologies. As you might expect, the traditional areas of network-based encryption, laptop encryption, email encryption, storage and archive encryption, database encryption, all emerge as some of the most popular places in which encryption gets deployed first. We've asked about some of the aspects of encryption products that are most valuable, whether those products are hardened from a key management perspective, whether they have automated key management capabilities. These are fundamentally operational issues rather than pure security issues. So we're tracking the importance or perceived importance of some of those attributes of products, which I think shows an interesting trend. We then get into talking about encryption versus alternative technologies such as tokenization, where tokenization may have advantages over encryption and where encryption may have advantages over tokenization, what types of data are protected via tokenization, and the degree to which that relates to compliance mandates such as PCI DSS. Then finally, we get into some of the specifics about how keys should be managed whether those key management systems should be protected and the degree to which those key management systems can be seen as enterprise management infrastructure spanning multiple different deployments of encryption from different vendors, and the degree to which standards such as the new KMIP standard can play into that that vendor community. And then finally, we talk about budgets, you know, not least, trying to track, and we've been doing this now for the last 7 years, you know, how has the IT security budget evolved as a proportion of the overall IT budget, and then within the IT security budget, looking at the allocation of funds towards data protection technologies specifically, as opposed to more infrastructural protection technologies such as antivirus, endpoint management, firewalls, those types of technologies are very mature, been around in the security industry for a long time. Data protection is a newer topic. You know, DLP and encryption are the primary elements of the data protection market. So we track the trends and the proportion of spending relating to data protection, and then we dig deeper still and look at what budgets are allocated specifically to encryption as a proportion of the overall IT budget. That showed a fairly dramatic increase over the last 7 years. Unfortunately, it's hard to go into the numbers specifically, but somewhere in this article you should see a link to go download the report. It's a 50-odd page report, so there's lots of information, which I'm sure you'll find interesting, and particularly the trends, I think, of how IT budgets are evolving. In some cases, some of these budgets have increased by more than 50% over the last 5 or 6 years. And as I say, getting into some of the details about how and why organizations are choosing to deploy the technologies that they are that they're planning in 2012. So with that, I'll say thank you and goodbye.